When I heard that he would be available, I was quite excited, actually, that I've played against him. He has proved that he can score goals in the Premier League. So I thought that, and I think that he's he can score goals in this league as well. And we worked hard to get him here, and I'm very happy that he's here and that he can help the team to gain that confidence, that winning mentality, with his actions on the field and with his with his attitude and mentality that what we maybe have lacked a little bit recently.
You mentioned confidence. It must be quite difficult for him because he's some limited opportunities. But has he got the experience to hit the ground running?
Of course, it's a responsibility of us all to help him as much as we can. Hopefully his teammates tomorrow on the field create opportunities for him, and he's a great finisher. When he gets the ball in the box, he'll know where the goal is, and hopefully we can provide the goods for him that he will score goals starting from tomorrow.
Obviously with him coming in, two strikers have gone out. How difficult or how easy a decision was it to let them go out for online?
They both indicated that they wanted to play games. At the moment when Darren came as well, I think it would have been very difficult to promise them many minutes on the pitch. And I think with Adrian and Sam as well, they were maybe a little bit behind them as well at this moment. And then it's good that great that they came to me, because I think all the players want to play games, and I was very honest how the situation was here, and I'm quite happy that they go to a place that they can play games, and they can only come back better after a month.
You've also tied up a new deal for Elliot Bennett. I know he couldn't play last week, so. What about the other players that maybe sort of, has you had any talks with the likes of Gary Gardner, for instance, for extending that deal yet?
Yeah, we've had some talks, and I would very much like that Gary would stay with us until the end of the season. And yeah, with him I've talked already, and hopefully we can sort things out that he can stay.
At all a concern that you're sort of having to slightly rely on loanees rather than players?
Yeah, of course, and now tomorrow we will have the same situation we had before, that we have six loan players, and unfortunately one of them can't be in the squad, and that's very difficult for the players, of course, but I wouldn't want to be in that kind of situation that I'm forced to let somebody out only because we have too many loan players, but that's the situation now, and some unexpected has been happening, and we have to adapt to the situation, that's what it is. I can't do anything about it at the moment, and we just need to cope with it.
Action, Fulham next. What can you expect from them? I suppose it's sort of been a bit of a yo-yo for them with a change of manager.
I think after they changed the manager, they've done good, they've done bad. So I think they haven't hit the consistency maybe what they would have wanted, but they are still a good side, and they have some good players, good individual players in their side, always. When you chase a manager, it gives a boost for a while at least, so I'm expecting a very tough game for us, but still I'm confident that when we find the consistency over 90 minutes, then we'll be all right, and that's what we are working. To get hopefully we'll reach that level that we can play consistently over 90 minutes.
Just finally, in terms of other players that might be involved, is Solly March anywhere closer to getting into it, and how's Dale Stevens recovering?
With Solly was a bit unlucky that that the DS game on Tuesday was postponed. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Yeah, but this week was postponed. So he would have played there for one half, and but he's been training now. Normally I would want the player to play one game or one half or part of the game in the DS before he would be in our squad for the game. But Solly has shown in training that he's very hungry and he's very sharp at the moment. So we'll see what's happening for tomorrow. Dale is up and down. It must be frustrating for him as well because he doesn't know when he will be back. That one week is a bit better and one week is a bit worse we just need to try to do everything we can to get him fit as soon as possible. But it's going up and down quite a lot hopefully, for his sake as well, his mental sake as well, he will be back soon.